Well, of course, ultimately the taxpayers pay for it, but here's the point I'm trying to make. I think at the moment we're spending huge amounts on NHS care, particularly for elderly people who are kept in hospital longer than they need to, who would go to hospital when they don't need to, because the care's not there in the community. And that adds to, you know, corridor care for A&E, it adds to waste of money so that people like Chloe don't get the support they need. So we're really clear in the Liberal Democrats, if you get social care right, you'll actually save a lot of money in the health service, and that will make the social care investment much more affordable.
Are you willing to say how much it would cost, how much taxpayers would have to be? Would it be a hypothecated tax under a Lib Dem government that you'd be able to say, you know, we're all going to pay 50 quid more a year, for example?
Well, at the last election, we put forward a cost programme for our policies. We had a number of ways of raising that money. We, for example, thought that the big banks, who had a huge tax cut from the Conservatives, that should be reversed, so their tax position would go back to what it was in 2016. We thought the social media giants weren't paying enough. They still aren't paying enough. A whole range of other things. Online gambling gets away with not paying sufficient funds. So there are sectors who could pay more money into the pot so we can help invest in health and social care.
But you did say earlier that taxpayers would have to meet the bill. I'm just wondering how much, on a day when so many people are seeing so many of their bills come up, how much more do you think we all should be paying for social care?
Well, what Liberal Democrats are trying to do is shield the ordinary taxpayer who's been hit by the cost of living. And as you say, rightly, today is seeing the cost of living go up further. And so what we've identified is sectors of the economy that are doing really, really well, like the banks, like the social media giants, like the online gambling firms, like the oil and gas giants, who can afford to pay a bit more. They'd have slightly less in profits, but it would generate the money without hitting the ordinary taxpayer.
We saw you launch your local election campaign yesterday. Mixed reaction to it. Running about on a hobby horse, you've obviously been known for doing quite a lot of stunts over the election campaigns. It's been quite derided, some of the commentators, from the images from yesterday. What do you say to those who say you're not a serious politician?
Well, I think you can point fun at yourself and not take yourself too seriously while taking the voters' issues seriously. We've got a really serious message at this election about health and social care, which we've been talking about on your programme, about the environment, on things like sewage, as well as the costs of living, and basic services like potholes. But what we were, when we were having that fun yesterday, when we were still making those very serious points, we were making the point that a lot of the councils that are up for election are two horse races between the Liberal Democrats and the Conservatives. The councils that will be voted for this May are mainly in the counties, the county councils, mostly run by the Conservatives, and it's the Liberal Democrats who are championing and can beat those Conservative councillors and councils in the home counties, places like Oxfordshire and Cambridgeshire, Shropshire, Devon, Cornwall. And you know, we feel that we're now on the march. We had a huge success at the last general election when I did a few more stunts, if you remember. We got a record number of seats, our best ever performance for 100 years. So we go into these council elections feeling very positive, and we want to make people smile as well as laugh. We want to show we have solutions to their problems, as well as feel that we're in touch with how people are.